X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A mixed picture for the economy. The Consumer Price Index released earlier this week showed a slight rise in inflation, but ABC's Jim Ryan says the Producer Price Index tells a different story.
The PPI is an indicator of inflation up the supply chain at the manufacturer level. And in June, producer prices were flat compared with the month before. Analysts say the conflicting PPI and consumer price indexes suggest that President Trump's tariffs are taking only a marginal bite out of the economy.
Rain alerts today from West Virginia to New Jersey. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
We just got that super saturated historic rain for some in the Northeast. And this afternoon, we've got more slow moving thunderstorms. So Northwest New Jersey on flood alert, 2-inch per hour rainfall rates coming again this afternoon.
It comes as a storm system along the Gulf Coast continues to grow, expected to dump large amounts of rain, maybe even develop into a tropical storm. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School districts all over Wisconsin are feeling the pinch of inadequate funding from the state government. This most recent state budget doesn't add any new funding except for higher reimbursement rates for special education, but they're also dealing with cuts from the federal government, too. Lisa Hale reports.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated 3 schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
As we've reported, Madison schools have a hole in the budget because of the federal funding freeze. The Madison Metropolitan School District was supposed to get almost $3 million for after-school programs and English learning services. But Superintendent Joe Gothard says those services will be paid for one way or another. He says the district will use reserve funds if they need to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned it. Those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still warm and sticky today with highs scraping the upper 80s and showers and storms this afternoon. Strong to severe, packing heavy rainfall, high winds, and a tornado possible too. Then tomorrow, cooler, highs only in the low 70s and dry and sunny. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road for What Makes Wisconsin Great, this time from the EAA and Oshkosh Air Museum, along with Jane and Greg. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the middle of the week today. Congressman, I may sneeze. Pardon me. Couldn't hit my mute button fast enough. Congressman Pocan was going to be with us today, but there's votes going on in the House of Representatives right now. So next week it's going to be Congressman Khanna, and Congressman Pocan will be with us the week after next. I don't know why I'm sneezing. I guess it's hay fever or something. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. How Norway became freer than America. Could Trump be trying to, in the first hour, also could Trump be trying to encourage world war to distract us all from Epstein? A crazy alert. You just can't make this up. Matt Gaetz should be the special counsel to investigate Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, man. So this is our first hour. Pardon me, our second hour. The DOJ is hitting states with requests for voter rolls and election data. Are they studying how to steal more elections? Really? Is that what's going on? And also a geeky science in our second hour. Hang on just a minute. What if trauma is not a curse? What if it's a doorway? I'll explain that. And also in our third hour, breaking news. It looks like Donald Trump is preparing to fire Jerome Powell. So, pardon me. But we'll see where all this goes. In the meantime, my sneezing fit will hopefully end shortly. It is, it's Wednesday. It's you and me all day. Congressman Pocan was going to be our only guest. We have none. So, you know, what's on your mind as well? Kind of anything goes summer, you know. But I wanted to start out with how Norway became freer than America. And this is, I think this is a pretty important story, actually. You know, I mentioned, as you know, regular watchers or listeners to this program know that for 2 weeks, Louise and I were on vacation. And I was finishing up my next book, The Last American President, which is now available for pre-sale at fine bookstores everywhere. And, you know, we spent quite a bit of time in Norway. We visited several towns and some rural areas. This is the country that my grandfather came from in 1917, along with three of his four brothers. The country was immaculate, modern, and astonishingly seemed entirely free of homelessness. I looked it up when we got back home, and according to the official statistics, there are around 3,000 people lacking housing in the entire country of Norway. And they are, by and large, people who are voluntarily being homeless, you know, from mental illness or wanting to live in the woods or whatever. But I don't know. But because, you know, they have provisions for people there that we lack here. Everybody gets health care. Everybody's entitled to housing. Depending on the city, it looked like more than half of the cars that we saw were electric cars. In one little city, Vic, I think it was three quarters of the cars were electric cars that we saw on the streets. Charging stations were everywhere. We walked around neighborhoods. Everybody's got a little charging cable next to their house if they don't have a garage. Most people don't. With a carport kind of thing. And they have mandated that all cars sold in Norway starting January of next year, at the end of this year, January 1st, must be zero emission. Now, that means either all electric or like hydrogen or something. And in fact, 89% of all the cars sold in Norway last year in 2024 were electric. But the real eye-opener wasn't the electric cars or how clean the sidewalks were or anything like that. It was what we learned talking with people from tour guides to just people that we met about how Norway's democracy works. This is a country that practices democratic socialism. Healthcare is essentially free. Nobody in Norway will ever go bankrupt like, a half million people in America do. A half million families get wiped out every year because somebody got sick. That just does not happen in Norway. Education up to and including college is free, or mostly free. It's that Norway is a functioning democratic republic, unlike the United States, where basically since the Reagan Revolution, or more accurately, since the five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in the Buckley decision and the Bilotti decision back in the late 70s, said that money is the same thing as free speech, and corporations are the same thing as persons. And so, in Norway, when people elect politicians who say, yes, I'm going to do these things for you, they actually do it. They, it's very difficult, very expensive, very hard to lobby in Norway. Dark money is outlawed in Norway. There are no voting rolls that you can be purged from. Everybody's automatically enrolled to vote when they're born. And just like they're automatically enrolled into the healthcare system when they're born. And, you just show up and vote. And it's very simple. And, and they have one of the best education systems in the world. In fact, they rank in the top five educated countries in the world. And meanwhile, here in the United States, we had the Trump-backed Supreme Court in an unsigned order with their badly abused so-called shadow docket with no public discussion and no explanation. It was a 6-3 decision. They just, said okay to Trump gutting the Department of Education, which is a violation of the Constitution. The Constitution says that if Congress appropriates money or creates an agency, the president has to respect that and has to spend that money the way Congress wants it spent. But instead, Trump has frozen $6.8 billion and fired 1,400 people and shut down the Department of Education, which is just going to cripple the federal government's ability to ensure that civil rights are enforced, that children with disabilities get accommodations, that black and brown, Jewish and Muslim students aren't systematically discriminated against, that poor kids in poor neighborhoods can still get a good education, that people with massive student debt can get some small breaks, that schools can have at least some federal oversight. I mean, compare that to Norway. While American billionaires are buying legislators and court decisions and politicians to keep their taxes low and their businesses unregulated, their subsidies for the fossil fuel industries flowing and to crush unions, Norwegians are investing in their people. I mean, the unions are everywhere. Nobody suffers from medical bills. College and trade schools are free. Wages are high. And stiff taxes on the morbidly rich pay for a lot. Now, Norway also has a lot of oil. And I don't get into this in the article, and I probably should have, but it seemed like it would have been kind of a diversion. But they discovered oil in Norway. But the thing is, the Norwegians own that oil. They don't have the equivalent of, the Koch brothers or ExxonMobil or whatever, who pumps the oil out of the ground and says, hey, this is ours. We're going to get rich off this oil. Instead, the Norwegian oil is for all of the Norwegians. So while we have this massive budget deficit, the $34 trillion budget deficit, they've got a massive budget surplus that is like the equivalent of like, hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of dollars It was expressed as billions of kroner, and I didn't do the math, but per person. I mean, you know, it's a very wealthy country because of that, although they are very careful about how they spend it. But bottom line, Norway has a democracy, a highly functioning democracy, and we don't. And why is that? Because we have a corrupt Supreme Court, and we have, since Nixon put Lewis Powell on the Supreme Court in 1972, we have a corrupt Supreme Court that has basically gutted our democracy, made it hard for people to vote, allowed for corruption, made it easy to bribe politicians, and, you know, just essentially destroyed our democracy. So, you know, we got some work to do here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have some serious work to do here. I'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey guys, this is a new deodorant for men, and I gotta tell you, this stuff really, really works. Mando is a high-performance deodorant. It can be used for whole body control. I mean, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid. This is the stuff that's clinically proven to work all day long. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe, and you can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide with your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. And shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. And free shipping. Shopmando.com. And be sure to use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out.
Where the streets are clean and the people stand with dignity and union pride, where nobody's tossed or cast aside. No tents in the park, no hunger lines. They don't treat health care like a crime. The kids go to school without lifelong debt. It's a promise they never forget. Oh, how Norway became freer than America, where votes still count and dreams don't die. While billionaires here by the laws they like, and six black robes make freedom lie. Just this past week, to shut down schools and silence the weak. Sotomayor cried out in vain. Is justice bowed to power again? They fired the teachers, froze the pay, and told our children.
How Norway got freer than America. There you go. Donald Trump asked Vladimir... This is the headline. Donald Trump asked Vladimir Zelensky if Ukraine could hit Moscow, say people briefed on call. This is over at the Financial Times this morning. And I'm reading this article thinking, Trump is really in a pickle right now with this whole Epstein thing, right? I mean, you know, it's just blowing up in his face. And as I shared with you yesterday, and I think the day before, I think that the big lesson for America and for all of us is just how incredibly effective Fox and all these other right-wing, you know, mostly billionaire-owned right-wing media properties have been in creating a right-wing information bubble that people live in so completely that, you know, the stories of Trump and Epstein have been out for more than a decade, and nobody in the right knows them. And now they're like shocked, I tell you, that Trump is doing this. And, it also reminds me of the old Chinese proverb, you know, that if you ride the tiger, it's difficult to get off, you know, because the tiger will eat you, right? And Trump has been riding these conspiracy theory tigers. So anyhow, I'm reading this article in the Financial Times, and here's the first paragraph. Donald Trump has privately encouraged Ukraine to step up deep strikes on Russian territory, even asking Volodymyr Zelensky whether he could strike Moscow. The conversation took place during the July 4th call. Volodymyr, can you hit Moscow? Can you hit St. Petersburg too? Zelensky replied, absolutely, if you give us the weapons. And then Trump signaled his backing for the idea, again quoting from the Financial Times, describing the strategy as intended to, quote, make them Russians feel the pain and force the Kremlin to the negotiating table, said two people briefed on the call. And now the Russian response to this is, you do that, you're going to be in the middle of a nuclear war. And I'm wondering if this is Trump's idea of how to get out from underneath the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Hey, let's just start a war. Now, Maggie Haberman is reporting that actually what they're doing, when Trump yesterday said, Pam Bondi should release credible information, that really what that is that's code for just purge my name out of all the Epstein documents and then release them. I don't care if Bill Clinton's in there or Alan Dershowitz or Bill Gates or whatever. Just, you know, release it. Just take my name out. That's all you have to do. And which they're probably just, you know, vigorously doing right now over the Department of Justice. So Haberman thinks that that's going on. But in the meantime, Lauren Boebert is like, we need a special counsel. We need a special investigator, right? And who does she want to have as a special investigator? Matt Gaetz, the guy who is accused of paying underage girls for sex. She wants to have him be the guy to investigate whether Donald Trump was involved in paying underage girls for sex via Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Matt Gaetz is probably on the list. I mean, he lived in Florida near Jeffrey Epstein. Anyway, 27 minutes past the hour. Who knows? This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tim Slecker about the 1,400 people let go at the Department of Education.
And will the Supreme Court allow Trump to defund the John and Gordy Morning Show?
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A company wants to build a huge data center campus right here in Dane County. QTS, headquartered in Virginia, has plans for up to 15 buildings spanning more than 600 acres. It would be in the town of Vienna, across from where Bucky's is supposed to be. It could create up to 450 permanent jobs and thousands of construction jobs in the meantime. According to the State Journal, residents showed up to a meeting to ask executives questions about the plan. Data centers are going up around Wisconsin. Microsoft has a spot in Racine County, Meta wants to build in Dodge County, and another company plans to build in Ozaukee County. And SSM Health has broken ground on a new center in Verona, and soon another new location will open in Sun Prairie. The nonprofit health group is working to build a full campus in Verona, starting with a 40,000-square-foot outpatient center. It'll offer primary and specialty care and lab and imaging services. Staff broke ground yesterday, and it's expected to open next year. Meanwhile, the Sun Prairie location will replace the Eye Care Center on Regent Street and have orthopedic services. It cost $60 million to build the 90,000-square-foot facility. That is set to open September 22nd. Both locations are expected to take some pressure off healthcare centers in Madison proper. And it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season.
The average price for a gallon of regular in Dane County is $2.97. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still warm and sticky today with highs scraping the upper 80s and showers and storms this afternoon. Strong to severe, packing heavy rainfall, high winds, and a tornado possible too. Then tomorrow, cooler, highs only in the low 70s and dry and sunny. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 82 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Happy birthday, John, from your friend, the Sparkly Costco lady. In honor of your birthday, hot dogs are $1.50 today.
Oh, wow. Excellent. All right.
The Sparkly Costco lady.
There we go.
It's your pal.
That's Kathy.
We also got a message from Laura wishing you 117 more. Yeah, you're 117 years old today. Yes.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Chris Larson. We discuss how to bring Democrats together and have productive disagreements. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Midnight streets, sirens wail, peaceful marchers, faces pale, unmarked vans, no warning sign, rights erased in real time. No badge, no name, just camouflage, justice lost in the mirage. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, turning freedom into something sinkable. Democracy. National Guard on city streets, marching boots, oppressive beats, governor's pleas fall on deaf ears, amplifying the nation's fears. Local voices drowned in the fray, autocracy paves its way. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, making the unlawful seem thinkable. Liberty.
The hour. So what say you about all these things? By the way, I wanted to add another topic to the third hour for the program. I want to get into this rescission vote, which is apparently the reason why Congressman Pocan couldn't be with us today. And it just passed the Senate last night with J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. And there's not just that story, but there's kind of two levels of story underneath it. And like I said, I'll get into that in some detail in the third hour of the program. Let's pick up some calls here. Jurai in Florida. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
Hey.
You say my name right.
What's up?
How are you, Tom?
I'm fine.
Yes, how are you, Tom? So let me just say what I'm very concerned of.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two things I'm concerned if I'm a Democrat. One, if Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas decide to step down and Trump tried to replace whichever one of them, it will be a danger of our democracy.
Because a younger person will be on there longer? I see Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas as a danger to our democracy to begin with.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, say, for example, if Alito or Clarence decide to step down, which one of them will? I don't know which one of them will, but I'm just more concerned about if Trump tried to appoint a younger person into the Supreme Court justice. That's what I'm very more concerned about. Yeah.
Which he will do. I mean, you know, look at Kavanaugh and
that's what I'm saying. And can I also say this, Tom? When Trump had announced he wants to put 5 districts in Texas, which I'm like, I've kind of realized that's like not only gerrymandering, but unconstitutional. Now, my biggest concern is what can Democrats do? Because Democrats, we need to not only focus on like the 2028, but also the upcoming census. Like, for example, California and New York will lose what, like 2, 3, or 4 districts. Therefore, Florida and Texas will add 2, 3, or 4 districts.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, over the last decade, the trend has been people moving to the South. But that's starting to reverse in large part because of these disasters. You know, people can't get insurance in Florida. Florida's starting to depopulate. You can't afford to buy a house there any longer. And if you can, you can't get insurance for it. And increasingly, that's happening in Texas, particularly along the Gulf Coast. And so it may well be that you're going to see over the next couple of years. I mean, the census happens in the year that ends with zero, right? So the next census will be 2030. And that's 5 years down the road. And by then, we may have seen a change in the way that population is moving around the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned of because, because in Florida, which, like you said, it's just getting, Florida is just like, it's getting like prepared for the worst. Because right now, I don't see why everyone's saying, hey, come to Florida. I like Florida. I like your governor. I tell people, I say, no, I don't know where you all get this misinformation because you don't know what's happening in Florida.
Yeah.
And you are about to find out what the real story is behind Florida. That's what I tell all the ones that try to relocate to Florida.
Florida, leading the nation in concentration camps. that's really...
Oh, yeah. Bad. And believe me, I'm glad you mentioned that because you didn't hear this from me, but they're trying to build a second concentration camp somewhere, too. You didn't hear this from me.
They've got immediate plans for five more of them in other states.
There's
a whole lot more coming. There's already over 200 ICE detention facilities in the United States. I think most people don't realize how big this is. And I don't get it. Obama and Biden and frankly, George W. Bush, they were all deporting people just fine. And basically, you know, you catch somebody who's in the country, they're not supposed to be in the country, you just kick them out. But what Trump wants to do is he wants to put them in prison and torture them for years. And I think it's just, you know, gleeful evil. I mean, I think he wants to run, a police state, a prison state nation.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, why do you have to have all these detention facilities when you can just say, hey, you know, you're not a citizen here. You have no permission to be here. So we're going to put you on a plane and send you home. This isn't rocket science. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than spending $700 per day per person to keep them locked up in some private prison that's being run by a crony and a campaign donor to Ron DeSantis on a no-bid contract. So,
Oh, man, and he under investigation, including him and his wife, when they took all that millions of dollars of that fund money.
No, it's wild stuff. It's wild stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. Robert in Lakewood, New York. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to bring up about the election again as far as there's a organization out there. They're called, and you've probably heard of them before, Election Truth Alliance.
I have, yeah.
And they've done the statistics on the election, and they've even sent the information that they have to blue states. And obviously there's a thing going on in Rockland County, but they sent some stuff to the blue states. They're not even getting a response. Some of them are saying, well, where's the proof?
Yeah.
Well, the proof would be if you allow them, they can raise enough money to file lawsuits to get at the machines that may have been tampered. May have. I'm not saying they were, but the statistics show that there was something going on because they compared it to how normal elections looked and how other elections and how the current one, presidential election, was really off kilter.
We're going to have to get Greg Palast back on the program because I'm on their mailing list, right? And every time they send me one of these things about here's what we're discovering and here's what's going on, I forward it to Greg and say, hey, what, you know, tell me about this. And every single time he sends me back something saying, well, here's where their statistics are wrong, or here's how they got it wrong, or here's how you could simply account for this by people having been purged off the voting rolls. He's of the opinion that there is massive election fraud going on right now in the United States, but virtually 100% of it is either purging people off the voting rolls or challenging their signatures on mail-in ballots so that their ballot doesn't get counted.
Right, though, I think if there's enough statistical research done by a company that's not, they're not claiming that they're Democrat or Republican, maybe we should just take a listen to it It doesn't mean you have
I have read everything they've got, and I'm I'm still unconvinced. I'm somebody who's more than willing to be convinced. I mean, I was all over back in 2004, and we were on the air at the time, doing this program, that John Kerry got robbed in Ohio because they shut down the voting machines and did the tabulating in Kentucky, Tennessee. No, I think it was Kentucky. And, I'm still suspicious of that one. But so I'm not unwilling to believe, what you may call a conspiracy theory. I just haven't seen anything that I think is real proof. But, Robert, I am familiar with them, and I know what they're doing. Robert, thanks for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to, and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce.
Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, which we have given to our dog, Blue. And it works. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. My favorite, of course, are the sleep gummies, which I use. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, haven't found relief, make the change like millions are, like I did, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's CB Distillery, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM.
The other said, so I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with a platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bought, where I've been indicted.
Crypto. We're picking up your calls here. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Glad to hear about your trip. Man, I want to go to Norway.
It's a beautiful country. And they all speak English, by the way. You're required to learn English in elementary school. There's literally nobody in the country doesn't speak fluent English.
That's handy. Quick update. I had, I think, one speaking gig since we talked, and I keep getting better and better every time, like I mentioned last time, and it's
cool.
Really going well. I can't wait to do it again. I was calling today because of I came up with an idea with one of your callers yesterday talking about how these Epstein files are the common ground, and I was thinking along the lines of the old mantra, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I wonder if there's a possibility we could find a way to organize nationwide protests that are not necessarily affiliated with the left, so we can invite MAGA people, a protest to release the Epstein files, and how we would get that done without, you know, fighting with each other while we're there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how many signs to that effect are being held tomorrow during the Good Trouble rallies, you know. But yeah, that's a great great question, Josh. And in fact, the next guy I'm going to put on the air here, my board's, you know, my call screen software color codes and tells me who's been on hold longest, right? So, you know, and the next person up turns orange, and the next person up right now is Bill in Richmond, Virginia, who's a reasonable conservative. And so let's ask him what he thinks about it. Josh, great idea. Cool. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Hey, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what say you?
Well, Tom, after 8 weeks, I am a proud citizen of Indiana.
How did that happen? You mean you moved?
Yeah, I moved to a place called Morton, Morgantown, which is close to Bloomington.
Oh, Morgantown, you said?
Yeah, it's just like the town's name in West Virginia, okay. But there's a lot of names like that over here in Indiana
right.
that have like Eastern names.
Yeah, but so I'll change it here. You're in Morgantown, Indiana. Great. Okay, so Bill, what's up?
Okay. I saw something, and it was in the Hill. And I'll tell you, I know polls are polls, but let me tell you who did it. Have you ever heard of a pack called Unite the Country?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, they're a super pack.
Mm-hmm.
Over the Democrats. And prime emphasis is on fighting for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But what the poll found out was, is that the people, and these are Democrats, these are not Republicans, consider the party to be weak, leaderless, and woke.
Yeah, I would agree with that description. The woke part, I think, you know, we could debate what the hell that means. But, yeah, by and large, I don't disagree.
But like I said, the perceived Democrats as being out of touch, woke, and weak.
Yeah.
So my question is this. So far since the 2024 election, tell me if I'm wrong, have the Democrats really gotten away from just criticizing Trump, or do they have any ideas? This poll is saying that the people in the party don't think there's any ideas.
Yeah.
And you can't campaign against Trump forever.
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. And there's still this debate that's going on in the Democratic Party that started in the early 90s when Clinton kind of went neoliberal. And there's still the leftover Clinton folks, Bill specifically, I'm not talking about Hillary here, that are, you know, sort of Republican light and don't want to do things like Medicare for all and free college, you know, like they've got in Norway, and don't think that we should say, you know, well, you know, the oil is a natural resource of America. Maybe we should use that for us instead of making Charles Koch richer, you know, stuff like that. But I think that there are some progressives, you know, Bernie and Liz Warren and AOC that are offering solid proposals out there. It's just that you've got people like Josh Gottheimer and Jared Golden in the Democratic Party who take piles of money from big corporate interests who are fighting them.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. I didn't print all this off, but they said one of the stereotypes, rightly or wrongly, is of the type of politician like the fellow who won the Democratic primary in New York City.
Mondani.
And I think that if a Democrat on the national ticket ran on that platform, they probably shouldn't even have a voting booth for him. Because other than
I think you're wrong. No. I think if Democrats nationally ran on a platform of everybody gets free health care and free college and free buses, which, by the way, they also have in Europe, you'd get a lot of people voting for him, Bill.
Well, the only problem I've got is I hate to be compared to a country of 5 million with us that's 340 million.
Yeah, I get that. Bill, I'm sorry I'm out of time here, but always good to hear from you. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be back. We're hitting the top of the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
And Sue here, does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at the White House, President Trump, before holding meetings with Bahrain's crown prince, spoke with reporters and criticized Republicans and Trump supporters who are calling for the Justice Department to release the full files from the federal investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president also continues to claim that any so-called Epstein list of clients is fake. Here's ABC's Catherine Falder.
He somehow thinks, and he's alleging this without evidence, that the former FBI director Comey, that former President Obama somehow tainted these files. He's saying that with zero evidence, and some of his supporters are telling him to stop saying that. They don't understand why that shift in narrative.
The president says it's also highly unlikely that he will fire Powell, telling reporters that he had the concept of talking with reporters about it and Republicans, but says he's doing a lousy job. In Gaza, at least 20 are dead after chaos led to a stampede at a U.S.-backed food distribution site. This is ABC News.